Hi, it's Cara Brown, and this is Watercolor Conversations. It's a place where I share my love of watercolor and my seeking, my teaching, my discoveries, the connections I see, and just in general, what it's like to be alive at this time here on planet Earth. I hope that this meets a part of you that's longing to be met. Thanks for being here. Hi, it's Cara, and I'm here to share with you another idea from another post that is prescriptive to me, that is one that I'm in need of. And this one has to do with the challenge of sitting to focus to make art and how that's easier for some people than it is for others, and how we can be easy and gentle with ourselves. I have been so sporadic in the last really couple years since lockdown was lifted. I was so productive when there wasn't much of life to do. But now that there is, that we are back into the world and have been for, oh my gosh, over 3 years now. Well, maybe not 3 years, but it's been a while. I have been pulled here and there and have not been painting as much as I think I should be, and even as I want to be. I mean, this is my devotion. I love to make these paintings, and it's a challenge, and it's been a challenge lately. Especially, my husband and I have been on a hunt for a new house to live in. I've been working on my book, which is another thing to carve out time for. There's a new studio to tend to that I didn't have when I was my mother's guest in her offices. So it's a thing. And the post that I wrote back in 2017, it was a similar time. We had just gotten back from a big trip to Europe. And as soon as we came back, we plunged into doing a remodel of our kitchen. And our front yard was infested with fleas. And I was preparing to teach a color workshop on top of everything else. And then I had jet lag, so I was waking up in the middle of the night. And I spent 3 solid weeks without picking up a paintbrush. And at that time, I could not remember the last time it had gone that long. Because spending time in my studio making art has become part of what makes me feel like me. And even though that's the case, it's so easy for me to be pulled away from it. I was at that time looking at my studio, which was the dumping ground for everything I didn't know what to do with, because we'd made the dining room into a temporary kitchen pantry and life was just upside down inside the house. So I was wistfully imagining myself sitting at my painting table, listening to music and working with the colors on the paper to make something come through. So I was questioning, why can't I get myself to get in there and paint? Some inspiration came from a post from the Painter's Keys. Sarah Genn told a story about Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, and they were asked independently if there was a single word that described what helped them the most in their lives. And they both came up with the same word, focus. Yes, I can see how letting all distractions fall away or ignoring them or operating in the face of them towards a singular aim would contribute to mastery, to someone's success. So as I hiked up the hill the morning that I wrote this post with my dog, Bo, I pondered what focusing is for me and that it's necessary that I focus in the process of painting, but I also need to focus in order to organize and commit to the act of painting. If I am to paint, I have to look away from email, I have to clear the clutter in my space, I have to get out my palette and put clean water in my container, brushes, paint, image. Go! Paint, Cara. Yet things clamor for my attention, and it's so easy for that focus to just evaporate. I've been noticing this even more than ever. I go somewhere, like to my computer, to look something up, and I get drugged by an email into something else, and I'm looking up something in Wikipedia, and then having to really force myself to figure out, why did I go here in the first place? Oh yeah, I was going to look up that word for this writing I'm doing. It's amazing. And then another piece of wisdom filtered in. I have learned an enormous amount about who we are as people from Alison Armstrong and her work on hunters, gatherers, partnership, just basically who we are as people. And in our DNA, we are still 40,000 years old and have the tendency to be in gatherer mode and hunter mode. And I identify myself as a more feminine-oriented being and find myself in gatherer mode a lot. And I just want to say that this is not male and female, and it's not a given that females are gatherers and males are hunters. These are ways of being that are human and that we all have the capacity for, but we have tendencies to be them regardless of our gender identity. So the way this works is that hunters are wired to keep their attention trained on their prey. They aren't just ignoring. It's more than that. They have the capacity to not even take in their senses what is occurring peripherally, as if it weren't even happening to their consciousness. Gatherers, on the other hand, have brains that are made to mind the little ones, dig roots, collect the right berries, all the while keeping an ear out for predators. And this is important. What if our child needed us in the moment? It wouldn't be safe. We need to have the capacity to be so interruptible. So I had the thought that if indeed what it takes to become a Bill Gates or a Warren Buffett is focus, it's no accident then that they're both males. I imagine both hunters. And it's no wonder that more female people don't wield nearly as much influence in our material world. A part of me doesn't know whether to feel relieved, as it is so hard because I'm not made to easily focus, or if I should be depressed that gatherers may never have their influence unless how we are wired changes. It's my deep belief that the theme for the life that I'm living this go-round is to seek and balance the harmony between my hunter self and my gatherer self within me and in my relationships with others. Until not long before I wrote this post, I've lived my life, my adult life, in a way that was more hunter, active, goal-oriented, practical, efficient, than meets with my innate rhythms. And since I became an artist and a teacher and a writer, I've learned about what it means to be and live with my gatherer self more front and center. I've experienced a shift in what it both feels like to be me and in how I operate. I do focus less readily on tasks, but I also intuit a whole lot more, and I see patterns and connections, and I feel people and situations more deeply. What is most visible to my outer world is that my tuner has been reset to pick up light, color, and beauty. Sarah Genn's piece revealed something else about Warren Buffett. She quotes him as saying, "I can't tell you the color of the walls in my bedroom or my living room. I don't have a mind that relates to the physical universe well." So we can't be everything. Warren Buffett is Warren Buffett because he's not distracted from his pursuits, from his focus, by his physical surroundings. Okay. Sigh of relief in a way, because I'm slowly learning that life goes better when we lean into who we are, which leads to something else she quoted Warren Buffett as saying. He says he focuses on his circle of competence. He says, "I don't worry about things that are outside that circle." So we don't think about it this way, but what if seeing beauty, feeling deeply, sensing the infinite, what if being feminine, which is how I describe myself, being a gatherer, is a competence? What if our future needs more of us to focus on this kind of circle of competence instead of just getting more done? Yes, I know. For me, that means even making more paintings. Two people who were viewed as highly successful each identified focus as the quality that helped them amass gigantic financial wealth and power. And we admire them because they use their wealth and power to care for those who suffer and are in need. Not everybody who has incredible wealth and power does. Most of us will never amass their billions, but we can still do what is ours to do. We can live our own lives using whatever capacity we have to focus on our sweet spots. I wrote in my post this: I see today that this is my expanding feminine circle of competence. And today, now in 2023, it is even more galvanized inside me and clear inside me that what I am here in this life for is to bring what I would call my feminine gifts, my capacity to feel and relate and connect and be in a way that is supporting life. So in the face of this, I will continue to do all I can with my limited capacity to focus, to pull myself away from the distractions that keep me from painting. And I will remind myself that for me, art making and writing happens in the context of a lifetime that is up to other things. One that is about endeavoring to bring beauty and understanding and love as much as one person can to as much of the world as she encounters. And this gives me a sense of quiet inside for the you should be, you should be, you should be. If this is you, I hope this offers you another perspective on your distractibility, which is, I mean, it's even a bigger issue now than it's ever been here on planet Earth, and your limited capacity to bring about the material achievements you're wanting to bring about. I don't mean for it to be an excuse, but maybe it's one of those things where as soon as we accept it, it's less of an issue. My writing coach Betsy gave me a useful piece just as she left me today, as she watched me with my lack of ability to focus on my writing as we had a working session together. And she said, set a timer for 25 minutes and don't do anything else except sit at your computer and write for 25 minutes. And then get up and do whatever else might be distracting you, but then come back and set the timer for another 25 minutes. So it's little bite-sized bits of focus. Okay, thank you for joining me. I appreciate you tuning in. Until next time, take care.